Even today, I was reminded that I am but a lowly sinner, and so I am grateful for and humbled by this opportunity to behold the glory of the Lord tonight through God's Word with you, our church, tonight. Our text tonight is 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verses 10 to 13. If you want to turn there, while you do, I want to ask you to imagine that you are a multi-billionaire. Congratulations. You're also nearing the end of your life. So sorry, but you have been made the chancellor of the University of Arkansas, and you are large and in charge. And your dream is to build the biggest and best football stadium in the world. You want to make Jerry World look like Wally World in comparison. And so you host the fundraiser dinner of all fundraiser dinners. And you begin the night by walking up on stage and signing a check for your entire net worth, over $5 billion. The leaders of Arkansas gathered there are so moved that the men are donating the Rolexes right off their watches. The women are giving the diamond necklaces right off their necks. And by the end of the night, you've raised $15 billion. And so local news stations arrive, Channel 5, 4029, and the cameras are live and focused on you. It's time for your big victory speech. You have all of Arkansas's attention. This modern coliseum will etch your name in history. What do you say in this last big speech about your generosity and your lasting legacy? Well, in our text tonight, in a similar situation, at the end of his successful life, we hear King David's final speech to all of gathered Israel. David, too, wanted to leave a final legacy. He, too, gave every penny he owned, over $5 billion in today's terms, toward a temple, not a football stadium, but toward a temple that he knew he would never see. And Israel's leaders gathered suit, donating another $10 billion in today's terms. And we see in verse 9 that this giving results in great rejoicing for all of Israel and for King David. Therefore, our passage is King David's victory speech, his final eternal words to all of Israel and to us. What does he say in this, his final victory speech, about his generosity and his lasting legacy? So read with me, if you will, 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verses 10 to 13. Therefore, David blessed the Lord in the presence of all the assembly. And David said, "Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heavens and in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. In your hand are power and might. And in your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all." And so now we thank you, our God, and praise your glorious name. So for David, generous giving results in generous praise, but not for himself, not even for all of Israel, but for the Lord. Like Jude this morning, David blesses the Lord who is all, who owns all, and rules all. So that'll be our main point for our sermon tonight. Bless the blessed Lord who is all, owns all, and rules all. And so David begins by blessing the Lord because he is all. And so point one, bless the blessed Lord who is all. Now, look with me at verse 10. Therefore, David blessed the Lord in the presence of all the assembly. And David said, "Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever." And now, we have a pretty good idea of what it means for us to be blessed by the Lord, right? God shows us his divine favor. He gives us all of our many blessings. But for us to bless the Lord is not that at all. The Lord needs nothing from us. Acts 17, 24 to 25 says that the Lord isn't served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives all to mankind, life and breath and everything. So for us to bless the Lord is not to add something to his blessedness, but to praise him and to thank him for being the God who is all. That's why verse 13 concludes our passage by thanking God and praising his glorious name. The Lord is fully and completely blessed in himself. Blessed are you, O Lord, David says, forever and ever. The God of Israel is the covenant-keeping God who is blessed forever. In verse 11, just like Jude, David praises one divine perfection after another. He says, yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. And so notice, David doesn't just simply say that the Lord is great or powerful. He says all of these attributes are his. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness. Greatness, power, victory, majesty all belong to him. God is the fullness, source, and giver of all these glorious realities. So, if at the potluck in a minute you taste the greatness of Parker's cherry cobbler, if you ever hear the power of Niagara Falls, or see the glory and splendor of a beautiful sunrise over the Pacific Ocean, or if, like me, you remember the victory and honor we Razorback fans felt in 1994 when Scotty Thurman hit that high arcing three over Duke's Antonio Lang to win the national championship, or if you've ever stood in awe at the majesty of El Capitan at Yosemite, know that those attributes don't belong to those things. Any and every greatness and glory that we see or taste or experience in this world is just a small glimmer of and pointer to the infinitely superior greatness and power of our glorious, victorious, and majestic Lord. And so we bless this Lord who is all. And so when we go and feast and fellowship at the potluck here in a minute, when we see our church assembled now, just like Israel was then, when you tuck your kids in bed tonight, when we go to work or school tomorrow, thank the Lord for those good gifts. But make sure to also praise him for what those good gifts say about who our Lord is. All blessed gifts point us to this blessed Lord. So bless the Lord because he is all. Point two, bless the blessed Lord because he owns all. Notice at the end of verse 11, it says, for all that is in the heavens and in the earth is yours. And so that word for indicates another reason to bless the Lord. And so point two, bless the blessed Lord because he owns all. David knew that the Lord owned all, and therefore he knew the billions Israel gave and even the desire to do so were ultimately gifts from the Lord because all that is in the heavens and in the earth is his. The Lord created all, and he sustains all by the word of his power. He owns your home and your car and your phone and even your thoughts and your very life. We are not our own, nor is anything we possess our own. We are but trustees and managers of our thoughts, of our possessions, and of our lives. The Lord owns all. In Romans 11:35, Paul wrote, who has given a gift to the Lord that he might be repaid? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. So as we go to this potluck in a minute, remember the food we're about to eat is God's. Even your ability to pick that food up and put it in your mouth is a gift from God. The reason we're even here as a gathered church family is a gift from God, because all belongs to God. Therefore, bless this blessed Lord who owns all. And the end of verse 11 reads, "Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. In your hand are power and might, and in your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all." And so point three, bless the blessed Lord who rules all. King David's son Solomon is about to become the next king of Israel. But David makes sure that Solomon and all of Israel understand that the Lord Yahweh is the true king and ruler of all. So if you're a leader, whether here in this church or in your home or at work, you are given that position by the Lord to be but a steward and a placeholder for his rule. And we see at the end of verse 11 that he's not just ruler over all, but he's exalted for us to behold and worship and obey as head above all. God rules and reigns even over your very life. And so don't just praise him with your words, but praise him with your very life. Everything you are and everything you have falls under God's good and righteous rule of this Lord who rules all. So, you have a choice. Will you rebel or submit to his sovereign rule? Ask yourself right now and every moment of every day, am I fully submitted to this one who rules all? How can I align my life and my heart to his good rule? Bless this Lord who rules all. Now, King David knew that Israel's gifts to the Lord came from the Lord. Every good gift, even our own lives, is from the Lord. But the greatest gift God ever gave was the gift of another king from David's family tree, the King of Kings. The greatest gift God ever gave was his son who tabernacled among us, who died on the cross as the spotless lamb, securing access to the Father and fulfilling all this temple pointed to. The greatest gift God ever gave was the gift of his son, Jesus Christ. And so tonight, if you're here and you're not a follower of Jesus, know that though Jesus has the unsearchable riches, yet for your sake, he became poor, so that you, by his poverty, might become rich in him. He is the radiance of the glory of the Father, yet he did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but he emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that in the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. This blessed one, who is all, who owns all, and who rules all, is calling you now to turn from your sins and trust in him. Everyone who calls on the name of Jesus shall be saved. Through Christ, we can behold this blessed Lord. And if we possess the possessor of all things, What more could we want? Thank him and praise his glorious name. Let's pray. Blessed Lord, owner and ruler of all, remove the veil that we might behold your glory. We ask you for your power and grace that we may bless you and thank you and praise your glorious name with our words and with our lives, now and for all eternity. In the name of your Son, Jesus, amen.